there's an underlying principle that a lot of people are missing in regards to Lonzo Ball, LaVar Ball, particularly LaVar Ball and the Big Baller brand, and what has been going on in terms of the fallout between LaVar Ball and his son, Lonzo Ball. There's something fundamental that is kind of being talked around, everything but talked about, and this is ownership. People have criticized LaVar Ball for good and bad, the right reasons and the wrong reasons. I think in most cases, he's had good intentions, but just execution maybe was, it was poorly executed, you know, in most cases, when he did fail. But in most cases, when he has put together a plan, such as one, getting his son, one of his sons into the NBA, that worked great. And the strategy he used, very questionable, yet effective, you know. And we can't, at this point, I guess, doubt the man wholeheartedly based upon what is going on with him and his son with regards to the Big Baller brand. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes people aren't talking about. One of those things that I guess is being speculated is the rift between him and his dad. And we got to take that, I mean, seriously. I mean, he's out here, Lonzo was out here covering up tattoos, and the tattoo, the Big Baller brand tattoo, he covered up and changed it into something else. You know, his manager had threw a pair of his shoes, pair of the Big Baller brand shoes, into the trash can. We have a lot of blatant, I guess, tweets and posts on social media, hashtags, whatnot, that have kind of denounced where he separated himself from the Big Baller brand. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because it shouldn't play out the way it is on, in front of the media, in front of everyone. It shouldn't be this public. And I think for Lonzo Ball, it's hard to distinguish the two. I mean, he's a young man. He's not a businessman per se. He's a basketball player. And I think that's just a hard for anybody of his age, let alone if you even know business, you know, if you're a business person, you're still going to have challenges balancing the two. And the frustration of something that that LaVar Ball is trying to accomplish is a hard thing for a young man such as Lonzo to grasp. You know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, it's hard for him to understand this at a young age because there probably hasn't been a lot around him aside from LaVar, his father, showing him the importance of ownership and how it ties to his legacy. You know, there is no escaping his father's legacy. They're all intertwined, even the brothers. And right now, this is a critical point for Lonzo, where I hope that he's able to stick to the plan, stick with what got you here. And that is your father. Your father, again, as unconventional as he is in his business methods, his strategies or tactics, we can't fault him so much, again, because he's had one of the greatest successes you could have, which is groom your son from a young child to a young man into the NBA. And think of it like this, like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, two of the greatest players, Isaiah Thomas. They have the all the mechanics I you would need to have be a Hall of Famer. Now, it's not that they were purposely trying to raise their sons to play basketball per se, but I'm sure that at some point when the sons developed an interest in basketball, maybe they tried to push him in that direction and maybe knew for whatever reasons that they can only take him but so far. And that would be that. And here comes a guy like LeVar who basically bullied his way into the television sets or the iPads or laptops and flat screens of America and introduced himself as the ultimate helicopter dad, but with a serious business foundation, you know, with business principles. And so on face value, you might have saw him look like that, but in reality, he is a businessman. And it's not just about him and his sons. I mean, he's created a league to help his sons flourish to a certain degree, and has basically turned his nose to a lot of the, I guess, his competitors. You know, when you have your own league, the JBL league, and which is, I think, stands for the Junior Basketball League. I could be wrong. And then you have him taking his sons out. His youngest son, LaMelo, out of, I guess he's done with high school basketball, but he's not playing college basketball. He's going to play overseas. And that's kind of interesting because people say that, well, yeah, you know, he's not going to be showcased against the best competition. Well, for the people who make those arguments, I would just say, well, man, I mean, like, okay, well, what about all the other talents that came from overseas, like Brandon Jennings and Emmanuel Mudiay, and all the Eurostars that are coming out that played at a young age, like LaMelo, and maybe not under that, you know, LaMelo obviously came under the, you know, American basketball system and maybe the AAUs and whatnot, and like a Luka Doncic, you know, he was under the European system, but I guess they start playing basketball at 10 or something and turn pro at 14, 15, 16. And then they're able to transition into the NBA a lot easier than maybe a college kid. So, I mean, my point is there are many instances of that. That is not a foreign concept. And now all of a sudden it is when it applies to a LaMelo Ball or LaVar Ball doing it. And it's basically him, in some cases, again, like we see the pattern of him turning away from these establishments, these mainstream institutions such as college and you know, and then really not even really caring for the G League, which maybe his son will at some point, you know, again, maybe his son will appreciate the G League and allow and say, hey, make that decision on his own. You know, because I know I say that because LeVar had talked about how he didn't want his son to be in the G League. You know, but my point with all that is that there's a fine line. Lonzo and his brothers, LiAngelo and LaMelo, they have to be their own man. You know, that is important. But part of that, too, is understanding what got you here. You know, you got to know what got you here. But you have the ability to go and do other things. When I hear the alternative of what people want Lonzo to do, when he's, I guess, now dissociating himself from the Big Baller Brand, they want him to go and play or sign deals with Nike and Adidas. And, you know, even when you hear, I heard... when I was watching Speak for Yourself with Jason Whitlock and Marcellus Wiley, they had a segment talking about this. And, you know, a couple of guys on the panel, I think Matt Barnes was one of them. They were all talking as if, like, he was going to start his own, like, Lonzo was going to start his own brand. In opposed to, like, the way they talk. But really, what he was going to do in opposition of not being with Big Baller Brand, he's going to sign with a Nike or an Adidas. Okay, well, that's what everyone does. That's a conventional thing. But we don't create ownership. You know, you came out the gate with Big Baller Brand, and now you want to, dare I say, go back to the plantation? I mean, those are strong words. It's not a plantation, but you're going to be linked to those guys when I guess you want to do whatever you want to do, and you've got contracts, you've got deals in place where you really basically got to do what they tell you to do based in these contracts. And as opposed to something that you were building from the ground up with your dad, and it was an established brand. Now, I don't want to go too deep and talk about how amazing, like, the brand was everything, because there's a deeper point to this. And I want to just say this. I hate the fact that the model of what Big Baller Brand is, the high end merch, when we know it's not high end right now. We know they have issues with just doing daily transactions, people not getting their shoes. That's something that can be fixed with just some integrity, somebody that's just in tune, that can freaking work the inventory section, you know, and that's all just basically like a Shopify thing. Like, I mean, their orders, I don't think they're getting that many orders where a Shopify or something of that magnitude couldn't handle it easily. And plus, there's software that handles like inventory. It's all kinds of stuff that you could do. So it just seems like it's some competency issues where that is. And so that's just one thing. But I want to talk about the model, this entertainment thing, because I was a piece to Marcellus Wiley. He talked about this a little bit, how, you know, this, the Big Baller Brand can work. Just don't price the T-shirts at $100 or $50 or whatever. Make them reasonably priced for everybody. You know, get the shoes out here, price for everybody. You know, make this more worldwide. That's an option, as opposed to maybe going with just, you know, celebrities rocking the merchandise. Because they're the only ones that can afford it. And so those are small tweaks. The biggest thing here, the meat of this is ownership. Because if you don't own it, then someone will own you and control you. And we see with LeVar Ball, he's creating an alternative. As maybe weird and sloppy or janky, it's a start. The JBL, I mean, I've never seen it ever. How can anyone criticize the JBL? I've never seen anything like it. It's like it sprung. I mean, where is he getting the funding? Maybe these are the questions I should be asking. But nonetheless, if he's owning it, what can I say? What can you say? Nothing. And with a little bit of time and stick-to-itiveness, something that Lonzo needs to understand, instead of getting on the internet and posting and basically making yourself look bad because this is supposed to be your dad. This is how you came up. He got you here. So I don't know. That needs to, from what it appears, that needs to like definitely change. Get off of the internet. Stop with all the posting. You know, I want to let everyone know, I also run an athletic apparel retail online store, or an online retail store, however you phrase that, whatever. But me and my father, we run a athletic apparel business called Athlete Forever. And listen, I understand, as should anyone, that, hey, this is your brand. Build it. It might take some time. The best companies have all taken time, years in most cases, before they even saw a profit. But in a case like a LeVar or Lonzo, where they have the funding to really do the things that small companies that me and my dad run, that take years to get to that point, they're there. Do you think that an issue between the company that I'm running with me and my father, where I would go publicly, at least in that manner, if it's that serious, lawyers get involved and statements are made in that form. If it's really that serious. But if I'm just mad at my dad, I'm not gonna go online like that. That's inappropriate. Come on, Lonzo. This is like the first time I've ever seen him this emotional. He's never this emotional on the basketball court. Now you're super emo online against your dad. Look, we all get mad at our dads. But we have to keep it in perspective. If we're running a company, a business, by the way, go to athleteforever.com and check out the awesome, beautiful athletic apparel. Man, I'm going to be doing commercials for that soon on here. But anyway, before I just lose complete thought, you have to understand, Lonzo, Big Baller Brand is bigger than your basketball career. The basketball career is the conduit that will supplant your legacy. But the fund, it needs funding. It needs continuous blooming and blossoming and nurturing. Big Baller Brand is what I'm talking about, guys. You remove the bad piece, which they've removed. The shiesty manager, can't remember his name, Alan Roger. Let's check, what is his name? We know who he is. In the meantime, he's been removed. So we move forward. I'm trying to understand, like, okay, look, you lost, 1.5 is missing. Okay, that's a drop in a bucket compared to what your father is trying to create for you, man. It's good you caught it now, as opposed to when you all are up there with an Under Armour who wasn't too far away from where you were at 10 to 15 years ago. It's very possible. Stick with what got you here, Lonzo.